Eamon, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
It's going good. Great day.
Okay, so you've recently taken over the running of the Don River Railway. You've been involved in trains, particularly heritage trains, for how long?
Since I was a boy at 14, but professionally for about the last 30 years.
You're Welsh-born, but you've been in Tasmania since the 90s, haven't you?
I came to Tasmania originally as a consultant in 1997, but actually moved to Tasmania in January 2000. So I've been here for 21 years now.
Yeah, and when you came here, you were involved in the West Coast Wilderness Railway, right?
Yes, absolutely, or as it was then known, the Apt Wilderness Railway.
Yeah.
We basically started that project from the ground up with a restoration in mind to create one of the most iconic heritage train journeys in the world.
Certainly is. And hopefully you can do something similar with the Don River Railway. So the plan is eventually to have a rail line tourist train going from Devonport to Penguin, right?
Absolutely. That's our hope. Obviously, there's a long way to go. We've got a lot of negotiation to do with Tasrail as well. You know, we've got to get reconnected to the main line. They've got to be happy with us running the potential of running trains. So it's early days from that perspective. But that most certainly would be our goal.
Yeah. So what about the train as it is? How is the train, by the way? Tip-top condition or what? I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, the train itself, we've got a great team down there, a great bunch of volunteers who put a significant amount of time in. We get a good number of visitors, currently 4 days a week. Our aim really is down on the actual Don itself, is to increase the level of traction with the potential of a visitor experience centre, increase the number of days we're running, increase the patronage. So we want to ideally carry potentially double the number and if not more.
Mm.
And that in itself will bring huge economic benefit both to the railway and to the community and extra bed nights into Devonport itself.
Yeah. Now, part of your vast experience with heritage trains, you actually spent a bit of time running Puffing Billy in Victoria.
That's correct. I was a chief executive officer for a number of years and did very similar things there, brought the railway round, increased patronage significantly, and introduced a capital-funded program to bring the railway up so it became sustainable moving it forward for the next 25, 30 years. And we need to do that with the same with the Don River.
Well, hopefully tourism will be increasing sooner rather than later and we'll get more people coming from the mainland and other parts of the world to check out the northwest coast of Tasmania, and the Don River Railway is certainly part of the tourism plan. So what's your immediate goal? What do you want to do first?
My immediate goal really, you know, my feet are just on the table. I've got to get my head around all the safety management systems. We're working currently on the capital projects. So we need to start the negotiations with government about the funding that will allow us to do this exciting expansion of the railway.
Yeah.
And then, as I mentioned previously, enter into discussions with Tasrail to see what the feasibility is of getting back onto the main line.
All right. Well, good luck. And no doubt we'll talk soon. Hopefully, I'll see you on the train.
Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.